Hello again. This is Pastor Bob from the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. This is Palm Sunday. Unfortunately, we are not able to gather together in a sanctuary and worship as we normally do. But we're not going to let that stop us from remembering the significance of this day, Palm Sunday, the day when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Following my sermon this morning, we're also going to hear from our own Alan Vest, who has made another recording for us. He's recorded that beautiful hymn, "Here I Am, Lord." And we're going to use this time to reflect on what it means to be in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So let me begin by reading to you from the Gospel of Luke, Luke's version of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry. This comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" This is the word of the Lord. Well, this morning I have prepared some thoughts in the form of a sermon. And I have entitled this, "The Stones Will Cry Out." It is based on this passage from Luke of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It is the beginning of our Holy Week. Yes, this is Palm Sunday, that glorious time of praise and adoration that begins Holy Week. Palm Sunday is a good day, a great day. It enters us into a week of tumultuous emotions, a week where we come to understand in dramatic terms how much we love our Lord Jesus Christ, and how much God's Messiah has touched our lives in ways that only the Son of God could do. We look ahead at this week to come. We will ponder and meditate and pray as we take the incredible story of Jesus' mission on earth to heart. We will remember once again the character of Christ and what he must have been going through. We will remember his utter humility as he washed the feet of his disciples, an act that was relegated to servants. But yes, Jesus, the Son of God, washed the feet of those he had called to follow him. We will remember his Last Supper with those he loves so dearly, giving them the charge to remember him each time they ate the bread and drank from the cup that symbolized the new covenant he had brought by grace. He prepared them to carry on, even though they still couldn't understand. We will remember his prayer to God the Father, where he poured out his heart, but yet courageously prayed for God's will to be done. He prayed that he would be glorified, and then he prayed for his disciples, and then for all who believe in him, both present and future. He prayed that all of us would be one, united by the grace of God. We will remember how he was betrayed by one of his own disciples. Yes, for pocket change, Judas Iscariot betrayed the one who had called him with love, and we will feel the emotions of sorrow as we remember that scene this coming week. We will remember Jesus being arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, arrested on charges that were false and completely unfair and unjust. But the false claims against our Lord had to occur so Jesus' plan to save us could move forward. We will remember that during his arrest, Simon Peter, the disciple who had pledged under loyalty to Jesus, would deny knowing him three times. Peter was overcome by fear for his own life, and when he realized what he had done, he wept. On Friday of this week, we will remember the heinous and repulsive death that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered on a cross. We will weep as we understand that he suffered that agony and pain so that we might be redeemed and that we will be spared from eternal separation from God. And next Sunday, yes, on Easter Sunday, we will sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and we will remember God's promise that we will share in Jesus' resurrection. What a day that will be. Our joy will be complete, and we will bow in humility to a risen and living Christ who loves us unconditionally. What a week ahead. What an awesome season in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ. And what a time for us to reflect on our own relationship with a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, on this Palm Sunday, we begin this awesome week by remembering what Jesus did 2,000 years ago as he made his way to Jerusalem to fulfill God's plan as foretold by the prophets. The Messiah was on the move. Today's scripture passage picks up about halfway through chapter 19 of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is about to make his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, with palms paving the way for a king. But first, let's be reminded of how chapter 19 begins. It is fitting to understand that Jesus' triumphant arrival in the city of his death was immediately preceded by his conversion of yet another sinner. How fitting is that? You see, Jesus' life was about converting sinners. His life was about giving us the means to be rid of sin and to be in love with God. So while the Messiah was on the move toward Jerusalem, he made a stop in Jericho. Remember this familiar story from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man there was by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Beautiful words. The story of Zacchaeus. And there it is. Zacchaeus was a greedy sinner until he had the Messiah as a house guest. Little did he know what was about to happen, but his life was forever changed because Jesus stopped by. It is a story that should resonate with us all. Until Jesus stops by, we have little motivation to change, but yet we have everything to gain. Jesus was scorned for being the guest of a sinner, but of course he didn't care. That was his purpose, to be the guest of all sinners, and it was just another stop on the road to Jerusalem. From Jericho to Jerusalem was only 20 miles, and now Jesus had almost reached his goal. Jerusalem, his journey's end, lay just ahead. Jesus was about to fulfill prophecy from the prophets of old. He was about to reveal to the world that he is the true and long-awaited Messiah. Listen to the prophet Zechariah, in Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 10, and see if this sounds suddenly familiar. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." There it is, the description of the Messiah's triumphal entry. The prophet Zechariah, hundreds of years before Jesus ever was born. It was no wonder then that Jesus planned such a dramatic ride on a donkey. He was finally revealing with boldness his true identity. It was time. The cross was only days away, and he had to be sure that he had revealed the truth. He proposed to ride into Jerusalem in such a way that the very action would be an unmistakable claim to be the Messiah, God's anointed king. It was carefully planned. It was no sudden, impulsive action. It was an act of glorious defiance and courage. By this time, there was a price on Jesus' head, and it would have been natural for him to avoid Jerusalem, or at least to slip in under the cover of darkness. But as we know, on this glorious day, that didn't happen. No, we have a clash of kingdoms. At that time, it was Caesar or Christ. Caesar's kingdom is based on domination and ruthless power, the kind of kingship Jesus refused when tempted in the wilderness. The kingdom of God that Jesus preached is based on justice, peace, mercy, and the love and grace of God. On this particular day, as Jesus was approaching Jerusalem on the donkey, with garments and palm branches spread out to greet him as a king, the throng of followers could not contain themselves. Here comes the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, with no great prancing stallion surrounded by an army. No, here comes Jesus on a donkey, just as the prophets foretold, speaking kindly to the people who walked alongside. They are singing Hosanna. He is approachable. He is not divided from them. He does not claim to be their superior, but rather to be their servant. The throng shout, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And our scripture says, some Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Tell them to control themselves. Tell them to be quiet." But Jesus replied, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." The Greek phrase here is lithos kradzo. It is an imperative phrase in Greek grammar, meaning it is said with force and with certainty. If others are silent, then the stones will cry out. This time of Jesus' arrival has been prophesied for centuries. This very moment is meant to happen, and there is nothing the Pharisees or Caesar or Satan or any armies can do to stop it. It is God's plan to redeem the world, and the Messiah is on the move. Jesus is saying that this time of triumphal entry into Jerusalem must and will happen because God has determined it so. If the throngs of people were to be quiet, then the stones will cry out, because this time of ultimate significance in the history of humankind must be announced and celebrated. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen. Friends, listen now as Alan Vest sings and plays that beautiful hymn, a hymn of servitude. Here I am, Lord. Thank you.
I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone.
May God bless you richly on this Palm Sunday and as we look ahead to Holy Week. God bless you all, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.